Welcome to Shomachshava on the Daf. She is sponsored by Nishma Sambiyako Sholom Yilayah Basitchok. We're holding in Shavuos Daf Chov Beis. The Gemara Amud Beis proves from Nazir to Nevelos HaTreifers that if a person does a Shavuo, he's intending to do a Shavuo less than a Shir, because if there is a Shir of Kazayis, he's Mushba Ve'oimin Mar Sinai. And if he's Mushba Ve'oimin Mar Sinai, he can't do a Shavuo in addition to the Shavuo Mar Sinai. So it has to be, we're talking about, that's less than a Shir. So ask Tosis and many of the Rishonim over here. In the Gemara in Yuma, we have a machlekes if Chatzi Shir is also min HaTorah or not. Rabbi Yochanan says, and that's what we paskin la'alocha, that even less than a Shir is also min HaTorah. You don't get punished for it, but less than a Shir is also. If less than a Shir is also, why do you say there, Mujba V'olim in Ma'a Sinai, he can't do less than a Shir because it goes against the Torah? So Tosis says over here, the Kivan de Leke le'sur be'alma, it's only a Isur, you don't have the punishment. He's not considered to be Mujba Ve'oimid Mar Sinai. And that's what Tosfos says also, like, come on, next half of the Chof Gimel base. And that's what brings the Ran over here as well. The Ran is, Eloshin is, because there's no, because he has, doesn't really have a lav. So you mainly, he would say that's what he intended to do. And there is a Yisr Shvur because the Yisr Chomer Chal Yisr Kal. Meaning the Shvur that he's doing is greater than the Yisr that he has of Chatzishir. And there you don't say Mujba Ve'oimid Mar Sinai. And the Losh of the Meiri over here is that the Chatzi Shir is not an Easter Torah Gomor, el derech smachu ha'inyon. And he says, what we see in the Gemara there in Yumo, that what's the idea of a Chatzi Shir is because it could become a full Shir, but it's not a real Easter. What's the pshat in this? How do we understand this idea? Why do you say that Chatzi Shir is also, but it's not a real Easter, which Mujba Ve'oimid Mar Sinai? But Lechura goes into the lumdus and the idea behind what is Chatzi Shir, what's the Isser. The Maritz Chayes over here in the Sugi brings it. And so says, speaks about it of Yosef Engel in the Sefer Beis HaOitzer, Chelek Aleph Klal Kuf Chof Zayin. And they both say the idea is like this. The rule is that something which is mutter cannot become Asur. There's only two exceptions to that. And that is Basar V'Cholov and Kilayim. Basar V'Cholov, Basar on its own is mutter. Cholov on its own is mutter. You put it together, it becomes asur. Kilayim, the same thing. But except these two exceptions that we have in the Torah, if you have something which is partially is mutter, by joining it in something else, it won't become asur. So if I'm telling you that I have something which a full shir is asur, it can't be the chatzi shir will be mutter. Because if chatzi shir is mutter, so then how can it become asur and become the full shir? So you have to say the chatzi shir is asur. And Rav Yosef Engel adds it. He goes there. He has a chakira. If the isurim is a isur chefzo isur gavro, is it a isur on the item itself or it's on the person? So he says Rabbi Yochanan Maseches Yumo holds the isur is on the chefzo, meaning this item becomes asur. So if this item becomes asur once it's a kazais, when I have only half a kazais, it can't be mutter. How could the item change once it grows? So you have to tell me there's already some isur before that. So that seems to be what the Meiri is saying. The Meiri says, it's not an Issu Torah Gomor. It's only a Derech Smach because it will become Asur. The Torah says that Akazais is Asur. Mimele, when I'm not yet Akazais, it's already Asur. Already you can't say it's Mutter because it will become Akazais later. But not on this, you have the Issuri Torah. The Issuri Torah is Akazais only, just the fact that you are going to get there, that potential makes already Asur before. But that's not the Issur of the Torah. In the Machshava, the idea behind it is as follows. This is a mevur in the Prime Godim in his Akdom al Hilcha Shchito. Because Halacha is a Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeh Simon Bey says that someone who's a mumer l'teovan, meaning he enjoys to eat treifas, and he did Shchito. So even though he did a Shvua that I did it right, I did the right Shchito, we don't trust him. Says the Shach on the spot, why not? Because if he is doing Yisurim, he's going against the Torah, he's violating the Torah. And the Torah is Mujba Ve'oimid Mar Sinai. So you see, he doesn't care about Shavuot. So he doesn't care about Shavuot. So if he does another Shavuot right now, I can't trust him. So here's where reflective that the Shavuot of the Torah and the Shavuot that a person does are equivalent to each other. That's why a Shavuot cannot be Chal on a Shavuot. Once he has one Shavuot, he can't have another Shavuot. And if you don't trust him on the Shavuot of the Torah, so you can't trust him on the Shavuot that he does on Shechita. Says the Prime Godim, that's only when he's speaking about a shir shalim. You speak about chatzi shir. So we're just learning over here in Tosis. We're just learning here in the Rishonim. And that you don't say Mujba Ve'oimid Mar Sinai. That's why that Shavuos Chal, even against Chatzis, even if it's also Minat Torah. Because of that, you don't have Nishba Voyim in Mar Sinai. So says the Pirkei Godim, if we have a Mumer L'Teovan, then all he does is eat only Chatzis Shir. He never eats a full shear. He always makes sure to just take a little bite of treifis and isurim. So if he does a shvuah, we will trust him. Because we have no evidence that he violated a full shvuah, because he's not mushba v'yin ma'asina on chatzis shear. And this is the first stage that we're going to be learning as we're going to go forward based on Hashem more in the Masechto, that a shvuah and a mushba v'yin ma'asina are equivalent to each other, and therefore chatzis shear is an exception. Anyone want to join the Shomach Shavah email list or what to go, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.